أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون. فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون. فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. صدق الله العظيم. سورة الأنعام، verses number 42, 43, and 44. Please go home and ponder. Surah Al-An'am, verses 42, 43, and 44. Verse number 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed we have sent messengers before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to other people whom we put through great trials of suffering and adversity, so perhaps they would be humbled. And if only they had humbled themselves when we made them suffer. Instead, their hearts were hardened and shaitan adorned their misdeeds for them. And when they became oblivious to the warnings, we opened up the doors of their every desire. And when they were boastful about that which they had received, we suddenly seized them and they were shrouded in great regret and sorrow. Now, Jamaat al-Muslimin, I'm sure we are all wondering. And even if it is in a moment of weakness that we even do wonder, because there's a big question as a true believer, may Allah make us of them, whether we even have the right to wonder, whether we even have the right to question and say, why, oh Allah, why? But I know that in our moment of weakness, we hear that question. And alhamdulillah, we have an answer. We have an answer to deal with every single aspect of why. In fact, and we give credit to the brother, Sheikh Dr. Yasir Qadi. In fact, I knew him as Brother Yasir. We studied together in Medina over 25 years ago. And he gave a brilliant khatira. He calls it a khatira. You know, just like we do here after Dhuhr and after Maghrib, we give khawatir. We share some thoughts with each other. Jamaat al-Muslimin, if you are wondering, the krach is af, it's load shedding, and that's why there is no aircon. So inshallah, I won't keep you too long. بإذن الله تعالى. But if we reflect on what our brothers and sisters are going through now, a little bit of heat for a few extra minutes shouldn't bother us. Jamaatul Muslimin, it's a once in a hundred years event. It is a disaster of epic proportions. We actually, I don't know about you, but I actually struggle to imagine. I struggle to comprehend, to visualize, to feel what those people must be feeling. Allah, it's difficult. Very, very difficult. Unless we are there, seeing, breathing, smelling, feeling what those people are feeling. At about 4:30 on Monday morning, an earthquake of magnitude 7.8 on the Richter scale struck between the Anatolian plate and the Arabian plate. And they meet basically along the Syrian and Turkish borders, those two plates. And the first one, which happened at about 4:30, would have been 3:30 our time, when people were sleeping in their beds. Remember, it's winter, so Fajr is only about, I'm just estimating, maybe 6-7 o'clock in the morning. But at that time of the morning, 4:30, most of the people were in their beds sleeping. And this earthquake, it struck on a line that is about 400 kilometers long. And it struck, the first one struck at a depth of about 18 kilometers, which is very shallow for an earthquake. Then in the afternoon, the following day, another earthquake. People might argue, no, it's just an aftershock. Aftershock, 7.5 on the Richter scale, that's another earthquake. And the two following, the two subsequent aftershocks were also the size of great earthquakes. 6.7 and another 6.5. And we can sit and debate about the strength of the buildings from now until Qiyamah. But Jamaatul Muslimin, the way the people describe that when that first one hit, the building was doing this. Can you imagine? 10, 15 story building. Moving like that. And then everything just came crumbling down. And of course, with the subsequent earthquakes, more buildings fell. A total of about plus minus 6,000 buildings collapsed. And there's not one or two people living in each building. So you can only imagine what death toll we are still going to get. La samahallah. La samahallah. The search and rescue is now basically a search and recovery. I think we are sitting on about 22,000 dead and about 80,000 injured, 300,000 homeless. And then on top of it, Saddu Nahr al-Asi. Saddu Nahr al-Asi. Nahr al-Asi is a famous river in Syria. The dam walls broke, I think yesterday, of the river, and now those areas, some of them that have been affected by the earthquake, have now been flooded as well. And it's the middle of winter, the coldest part of winter, below freezing temperatures. And then people are pondering, you know, but our brothers and sisters in Syria, they've already been going through a civil war since 2011. And many of those people living in northwest Syria, in the Al-Manatiq Al-Muharrara, what we call the liberated area, which is outside of the scope and control of the Assad government. But many of those people are already refugees. And now an earthquake, and then a flood. And people want to know, why is this happening? Well, the ulama have discussed. You know, this was almost like an accepted thing of our previous generations of Muslimin, especially amongst the ulama. They didn't still go into much detail as to what is the wisdom behind the calamities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us. Why? Because the true believer, no matter what befalls him or her, what do we say? قَدْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. It's what Allah has decreed. And of course, when a calamity befalls, what's the first thing we say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah, we belong. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. I know we translate it very often, you hear, from Allah we come. But the reality is, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. لَامَ الْمِلْكِيَّةِ. The lamb of ownership. Indeed, we all belong to Allah. Allah does with us whatever He wants, whenever He wants, and however He wants. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And indeed, to Him is our final return. But if we actually go through the works of the classical and even some contemporary ulama, they have spoken about this. You know, in philosophy, we call this theodicy. Theodicy, which is basically the vindication of God from the presence of evil in the world. Whether it be what they call in philosophy moral evil, what one man does to another, or what they call natural evil, like calamities, like plagues, pandemics, earthquakes, tsunamis, etc., etc. Natural disasters. The one pertaining moral evil, I'm not going to deal with today. That's a topic all on its own. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us choice, and that when we choose to do something good, we earn it as our good deed. And when we choose to do something bad, we earn it as our bad deed. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaliku kulli shay, He's the creator of everything. When we do something bad, we earn it as our bad deed. That's another topic for another time. Today we're going to focus on that part of theodicy in terms of what they deem or term or speak about today as natural disasters. Of course, we don't believe in nature. We believe in Allah and His order. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created an order which people call nature. But it's Allah's order. It runs according to the laws and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He sustains it. It's not like Allah started it, pressed a button, and it carries on by itself. No, He is Rabbul Alameen. وَالرُّبُّبِيَّ هُوَ الَّذِي يَخْلُقْ وَيُبْقِي. He creates and sustains every single entity, atomic or subatomic, of everything in the heavens and on earth of this creation of His Jalla Fi'ula. All seven heavens, including the Kursi and the Arsh, has been created and is sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No atom can come into existence or go out of existence without that command. Min fawqi sab'at tibaq, from above the seventh heaven, those or that command which comes in between the two letters of Al-Kafi wa Noon, kun fayakun, fayakun. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Our word to something when we want it to happen. In other words, nothing can happen except that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it and He says to it, be, and it is. جَلَّ فِيُعْلَى. So I'm going to go through these 8 points. And again, these are not cast in stone, but these are what are to be understood based on the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet. Khayr al-anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. These are the 8 points that we ponder over when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending such a calamity, such a trial, and such a tribulation. So let us just go through that verse again, or those three verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 42, indeed we have sent messengers before you, O Prophet, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to other people who we put through suffering and adversity, so perhaps they would be humbled. Why did they not humble themselves when you made them suffer? Instead, their hearts were hardened and shaitan adorned their misdeeds. And when they forgot about that which they had been forewarned, we opened up the doors of everything for them. Until they were boastful about that which they had received, we suddenly seized them and they were shrouded in great regret and sorrow. I just want you to keep that in mind. These three verses from Surah Al-An'am, we are going to come back to them when we deal with the eight possible reasons for, or the 8 points in how to deal with these kind of trials and tribulations. So the first one is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم لا وهم يسألون لا يسأل عما يفعل. And this is the opinion of great scholars like Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali, like Ibn Al-Arabi, the Qadi, the Maliki scholar, the Mufassir, that when these things happen, we do not even question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, لا يسأل عما يفعل, that He is not questioned. عما يفعل, about what He does. Allah does whatever He wants to do. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ, but they will be questioned. You and I will be questioned. What right do we have to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What right do we have to still measure or evaluate Allah's wisdom in the way that He does things in His creation? So that's the first way that we deal with it. Then we look at the second way, and that is at-tadhallul, which is the verses that we have been dealing with from Surah Al-An'am. At-tadhallul aw at-tawadu', which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He afflicts people with adversity in order that they should humble themselves in front of Allah and they should repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where we get that the verse that we have just dealt with, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَعْسُنَا, if only when our calamity or our punishment came to them, if only they had humbled themselves. But instead, their hearts became hardened. Obviously, with regards to the disbelievers, many of them, their hearts become even harder. And of course, calamities are different things for different people. This we must always bear in mind. Because if we take into account the third point, so what did you say the first one is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even questioned. The second is that, yes, this is a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala getting his creation to humble themselves and stop stomping on the earth, you know, thinking that they are in control, you know, thinking that the whole world revolves around them and that they're in control of things and they're in control of their destiny and they can do whatever they want to do. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and there's a specific verse in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Do the people of the town or the village or the country, do they feel safe and secure? Do they feel safe and secure from our punishment coming to them at night while they are sleeping? And just before that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If only the people of the town or the village or the country, if only they could truly believe and shield themselves from Allah's displeasure, we would have opened up the heavens and brought great blessings from above and then subsequently great blessings from the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا. Do they feel safe and secure that our punishment won't come to them at night while they are sleeping? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Allah wants a little bit of humility from us. Then the third one is that, yes, it is punishment for some. So number one, Allah is not questioned. Number two, Allah wants us to be humbled. To know that there is, Ya ibn Adam. Ya ibn Adam, la. إذا غرتك قوتك فانظر إلى 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 قوة الجبار من فوقك. O mankind, if you are deceived by your strength, then look at the strength of the Almighty Compeller above you, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Even the earth, it is narrated that the earth calls out to us every day. يا بن آدم لا تتكبر على ظهري غدا سأدمك في بطني. O mankind, don't walk arrogantly on my back today. Tomorrow, I'm going to squeeze you in my belly. So a little bit of humility Allah wants from us. Thirdly, it can be punishment for some. وَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقَنَا فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ. The first one is حاصبة. كيف الآية؟ فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقَنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمُهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He says, and all of them we punish them because of their sins. And of them we sent to them a violent wind, like a hurricane. And some of them, we destroyed them with a violent blast. And some of them, we opened up the earth, earthquake. And some of them, we caused them to drown. And we didn't oppress any of them, but they oppressed themselves. They brought it upon themselves. مَا أَصَابَكُم مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never ever does a calamity befall you except that you've brought it upon yourselves with your own hands. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, but He overlooks a lot. Meaning if Allah had to take us to task for all our mistakes, for all our sins, Allahu Akbar, what would He have done to us already? He overlooks a lot. Allahu Akbar. So, it is punishment for some. But we must understand that even if only a portion of the society is sinning or oppressing, and Allah sends His punishment, it affects everybody. So it's punishment for them, but it can mean different things for others. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُسِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. And be, shield yourselves. Fear a trial that will not only afflict those from amongst you who are doing wrong. In other words, when the punishment comes, it will affect everybody. But it will mean different things for different people. For those who have disbelieved, for those who are causing oppression and tyranny, and great corruption and mischief in the earth, it's a punishment for them. But for others, it's a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifying them. It's a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting them a penance for their mistakes. And this brings us to point number four. So the first one, Allah is not questioned. Second one, Allah wants us to humble ourselves. Number three, it's punishment for some. Number four, it's a purification for others. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah wants to purify the believers. We've got so many shortcomings. We've been created weak. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these trials and tribulations because He wants to purify us. That's why it's called a fitna. What do the Arabs say? فَتَنْتُ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ بِالنَّارِ. I tested the gold and the silver with the fire. That's why the calamity of the believer is like the kir of the haddad. The calamity for the believer is like the forge of the blacksmith.
It's like the forge of the blacksmith. The blacksmith takes the metal, he puts it in the oven, he heats it up red hot, and then he takes it out and he beats it. And what happens? It becomes stronger every time he beats it and folds it. And at the same time, it gets purified of all its impurities. So, al-musibatu kirul mu'min. The calamity is the forge of the believer. Allah is strengthening the ummah for what is still coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purifying the ummah. He is elevating the ummah. He's waking up the ummah. And that's why, as our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda, ma yusibu al-muslima min nasabin wala wasabin wala hammin wala huznin wala adhan wala gham hatta shawkati yushaku illa kaffara Allah biha min khataya. Never ever is a Muslim, is he affected with any calamity, whether it be of suffering and adversity, whether it be anxiety, whether it be sadness, whether it be harm, whether it be depression for that matter, even the thorn that pricks him, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it as a penance for their sins. Even that day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Umm Sa'ib. She had the fever. And he asked her, كيف حالك يا أم سائب? How are you, أم سائب? She said, الحمى لا بارك الله فيها. She said, I've got the fever. May Allah not bless the fever. So what did the Prophet say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, oh, أم سائب, don't curse the fever. لا تسب الحمى. For indeed, that fever is purifying you of your sins, just like the fire purifies the metal of its impurities. Imagine disaster on this scale. Allahu Akbar. How Allah is purifying those believers and elevating them and bringing them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next one, Jamaatul Muslimin, number 5 is Jannah. Jannah. Innama yuwaffas sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Indeed, those who are patient and persevering at the time of a calamity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give them a reward without any account. We just take the calamity of somebody losing their eyesight. مَنِ ابْتُلِيَ بِحَبِيبَتَيْ فَصَبَرْ عَوَّدَهُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا الْجَنَّةِ وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ سَلَّمُ. Whoever is tested with their eyesight, and you can make qiyas on that eyesight. I mean, one brother, he lost 12 members of his family. Another brother lost 30 members of his family. People have lost all their material possessions. That first earthquake took 100 seconds. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There's a beautiful saying, inshaAllah ta'ala. La tabitanna illa khali al-bali ma bayna fama bayna ghamdati aynin wa intibahatiha yughayyiru Allahu min halin ila hal ila hali. He says, leave the decree of Allah to run its course. And do not go to bed at night without any expectations for tomorrow. Because between the closing of one's eyes and the opening thereof, Allah can change your situation from one to another. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for those who have died in this in this earthquake, we must know that ash-shuhada'u khams, aw khamsa. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, muttafaqun alayhi, in Bukhari and Muslim, ash-shuhada'u khamsa, the martyrs are five. The martyrs are five. Al-mat'un, the one who is stabbed, and that could be with a blade or a bullet or with anything. Wal-mabtun, the one who dies from a stomach ailment. Wal-ghariq, the one who drowns. Wa-sahibul hadam, a person who's literally, their houses fall on top of them. That's a shaheed. Wa-shaheedu fi sabilillah, and somebody's martyred in battle. Those are the five shuhada. So, in as far as those who died with iman, they are shuhada. May Allah accept their shahada. Ameen. And they would actually like to come back. Farihina bima ataahum Allahu min fadli. They're overjoyed with what Allah has given them. وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they'd actually like to come back to tell us. You know? They'd actually like to give us the glad tidings. What Allah has given them, that there is no fear on them pertaining to what is awaiting them in the hereafter, because they've been promised Jannah. And they are not saddened about anything that they left behind or lost on the dunya, because Allah has replaced it with Jannah. Jamaat Muslimin, my time is up, but I just got 3 points to go, inshallah ta'ala. Number six. So what did we say? First one, Allah is not questioned. Do not question Allah's wisdom. Number two, there's definitely a reason. One of the reasons could be Allah is humbling us. Another reason could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing those who have strayed from His path, those who have turned their backs on Him. And just the innocent are always also going to be affected. And for them, it's going to purify them, the innocent, and bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those who have died, they've been given martyrdom and Jannah, Allahu Akbar. And number six, tragedies are sometimes put there to avoid even greater tragedies. Just like in the story, and we don't have time, but the story of Khidr. Those three stories, every time he had to go and do something, and in the eyes of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, this was a calamity. But afterwards, Khidr had to tell Musa, he was commanded to do these three trials and tribulations for Allah's servants in order to avert even greater tragedies. So Allah always knows best. And then number seven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us tragedies, Jamaatul Muslimin. He shows us the adversity of others in order that we should be thankful for what we have. Instead of focusing on the things that we don't have, that's why the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ فَوْقَكُمْ وَانْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ فَوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Don't look at those who are better off than you, in inverted commas. But rather look at those who are worse off than you, because that will be better and closer for you not to be ungrateful for the favors of Allah on you. And then number eight, Jamaatul Muslimin. This is a test for those who have. This is a test for those who have. Allah is testing us with those who don't have. So Jamaatul Muslimin, we have a lot of work to do. MashaAllah, organization in London, 2 days ago already, they raised £1 million. £1 million. What can we do? InshaAllah ta'ala, tonight, because the relief agencies are so busy, I couldn't get them to come here today. But inshallah ta'ala, tonight on Hilal TV, there will be a pledge line for Islamic Relief. Yes, there is African Muslim Agency, there is Gift of the Givers, there is Muslim Hands, there is Al Imdad. There's many organizations out there. Give to everyone to give to. But tonight, inshallah ta'ala, there will be a pledge line from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. You know, sirran wa alaniyatan, whether you want to do it in secret, or you want to do it in the open to encourage others, both are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most important that we do it for the love and for the sake of Allah. So Jamaatul Muslimin, let us see what we can do, how we can help. Let us put our hands into our pockets and give, obviously only, you know, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. Allah has not put a burden on a soul except in terms of what He's given that soul. But we can all give something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the pain and the suffering of the survivors who have lost all of their loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shelter for those who are homeless. May Allah grant warmth for those who are cold and freezing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who are hungry, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feed them. For those who are thirsty, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them drink. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most importantly, we ask Allah, Allahumma thabbithum ala al-Islam wa ala al-Iman. Oh Allah, make them steadfast, ya Allah, on the kalima of la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa akhiru da'wana, an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون فيا أخت الأفاضل إن هذه المصيبة التي أصابت هذه الأمة فماذا نقول؟ نقول كما أمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون ونسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن ينصر هؤلاء إخواننا وأخواتنا أمهاتنا وأبائنا وأولادنا من المسلمين حتى من غير المسلمين نسأل الله تعالى أي يحفظهم وأي ييسر أمورهم اللهم يسر ولا تعسر اللهم تمم بالخيرات فأنت الكريم الميسر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التواب الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثر عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي نور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في تركيا وفي الشام وفي فلسطين اللهم انصر مثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. قام الله دام ودامت السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله 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 أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير أصلح لهم إخواننا في تركيا وسوريا اللهم أصلح لهم شؤونهم كلها ولا تكلهم إلى أنفسهم ولا طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحم شهداءنا اللهم تقبل شهداءنا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم اشف مرضانا ارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Inshallah ta'ala, for those who can stay, we are going to be performing. We're going to be performing Salat al-Janaza ala al-Ghaib, which is basically Salat al-Janaza in the absence of those who have passed away. Till this date, thousands have already been buried. So inshallah ta'ala, for those who have died or succumbed to the injuries and passed away, we're going to be performing Salat al-Janaza ala al-Ghaib after the Sunnah Salah, inshallah. You can start forming your softs. You can just make the gap in between the soft in front of you smaller. Just while the brothers complete their sunnah salah. And just fill the gaps in front of you. الصلاة على هذه الأموات الغائبة الصلاة رحمكم الله
It is a normal Salat al-Janaza, just with the intention of making it on those who have passed away from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Those believers, Ameen.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
الله أكبر ولا تفتنا بعدهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم وحشرهم مع نبيين وصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزد في إحسانهم وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم وغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدلهم يا الله دارا خير من داري وأهلا خير من أهلهم وعذهم من عذاب القبر وعذهم من عذاب النار اللهم اجعل قبورهم رياض من رياض الجنان ولا تجعل قبورهم حفرا من حفر نيران واجعلهم يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.